Welcome, welcome, welcome to That's Your Opinion with the Oddball Crew, as we call them. Fred Smoot, former NFLer. Myself, Chick Hernandez. I don't play NFL football, never have, never will. And the Amish hair. One. What did you say?
I say, neither do you grow hair.
I can grow hair. I can grow a full head of hair. And the Amish one, Cy Fenwick, in the producer chair. Fellas, we got another sponsor on the show.
So all right, tell me all about it. How about you tell me about it?
I will tell you about it. See, so I don't know if you heard it, but apparently former NBA player Lamar Odom may be returning to professional basketball in Spain soon. So he's recovered from the Kardashians. That's nice.
Heart disease to bounce back from.
I was reading a press release about how he started taking a pH balancing alkaline supplement called Balance 7, and that's what has helped him bounce back from his hospitalization in 2015. I've been in the hospital. I never knew about this stuff.
Hey, me too. I've been there.
Right, you've been there, all right. He even said, quote, "I have an enormous amount of energy, which is good for me. It's important when working out. I always need energy to level up." Well, who doesn't, by the way? I couldn't agree more with Mr. Odom. After watching him fight Aaron Carter in July's celebrity boxing match, why I bought that, I don't know. I think it's safe to say that Balance 7 is working for him. Cool thing is, we've got a promotion running with Balance 7 right now, where if you go to their website, balance7.com, and use the code BELIEV, B-L-E-A-V, at the checkout, you'll receive a 4-ounce bottle of My Smooth Skin, not My Smooth Skin, but it's called My Smooth Skin. Mm-hmm. With any purchase of Balance 7 products, that product retails at $13.99. So I'm going to say it's worth it. Again, head to balance7.com. Use the code BELIEVE at checkout and get in on the promotion. I know I'm going to do it because I want good skin and I want a healthy, healthy liver.
Yeah.
Bladder.
And everything else, you know, a healthy body, period.
Well put. That is well put. I'm not going to laugh any harder than that right now, but you can't see it on my face. Wow. Very
but
cool.
But we got to say this, though. You know, yes. The water is great. I understand it. But we have to, you know, address the elephant in the room. Lamar Odom body, you know, it looked like a guy with kids, you know, dad body. It was totally dad bodish. You know, it's some things, even great inventions, can't wipe away.
It was like a brontosaurus body, like just all long neck and then just this.
It looked like a retired basketball body. It looked just like you would think. I said it if your eyes was closed.
Yes, yes. I'm betting that he makes it back and playing pro ball. Speaking of betting, by the way, if you're into sports betting, BetOnline is where you should go to win some money today, tonight, tomorrow, whatever. Whether it's live bets during games or features for futures for you, I think you can actually win a championship. BetOnline has all the latest odds, news, and info for all your online sports betting needs. So visit the website today and use your mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. It's always about deposit, not withdrawals. So before the next big game, head on over to BetOnline and start playing today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, topics today.
Let me tell you about a bet first. Let me tell you about a bet. You know,
okay.
You got a bet? Bouncing off of our sponsor right here.
Okay.
I bet on the Phillies Nationals game. I always do because, of course, Bryce Harper is in. All right. I personally go to the game. Great seat, club. It was just great. Enjoyed myself.
Of course you did.
As I sit here, in and out the inning, and understand in the eighth, we're winning. All right?
Oh, boy.
So
oh boy.
In the eighth, I said, I am about to go get my money. I'm about to leave so I can beat traffic. Uh-huh. All right? Mm-hmm. And on the way out, as I'm crossing the threshold to leave the game, all I hear is a one-shot homer explosion. Bryce Harper with the walk-off to annihilate the Nationals and also take money out of my pocket. My pocket. Right? It hurt. So I kept walking to the car. Sure did. Drove to the nearest bar. And literally show Bryce what happens when you take some man's money like
that. Really? Yeah. How'd that work out?
Oh, that's a great thing about alcohol. We drink it to celebrate and we drink it when we say it. Yeah. So it doesn't matter.
I hear you. So you saw that. Here's what I saw over the weekend. I played golf on Sunday. I know it's a shocker.
Of course you did.
I played with a guy. His name is Jumbo. He is 71 years old. Yeah. His name is Jumbo. He's a 71-year-old, one of the better amateurs in the country. Certainly one of the best senior amateurs in the country.
Hold on, excuse me. Did you say a 71-year-old amateur?
Yes. Yes. That's what I said. Yes. He's not a professional golfer, but he's an amateur. He competes on the amateur level, as do I on smaller tournaments, but he competes. He's been competing, but he's played in U.S. amateurs, you know, when you qualify for those. Those are big tournaments back in the day, but he's 71. Hasn't had a hole in one. What?
What other sport
in
the world can you be a 71-year-old amateur?
No other sport. What other sport can you qualify to play side-by-side with the pros? No other sport. If you go to the U.S. Amateur, the U.S. Open, if your handicap is 2.1.
Track and field, can do it. You can come out of nowhere.
Not at 71. Not at 50.
At 71.
Okay.
Not at
71. So, yes, track and field, you could do it. You could conceivably do it, but when was the last time you saw an amateur pop into a race and go, yeah, I got you. Hey, Michael Johnson, I got you this time. Not happening.
I understand, but when you say, yeah, I'm with a 70-year-old amateur, this is like you saying, you know what? This is like me saying, you know what? I'm going to the beach this weekend, me, my girl, and our new 71-year-old baby. That's what it's
I bring up his amateur status because that means in golf terms that that he's one of the better players and competes on the amateur circuit, right? So he has not had a hole in one in 8 or 9 years. And we get to the eighth hole, which is a 183-yard par three. And he hits a ball, and the ball disappears around the corner of this green. It's kind of hidden by a hump, but the guys on the next tee box start screaming, which means that's in the hole. Hole in one, which we can't believe. He's one of the grumpier men on the face of the earth, and he even had to smile and laugh like, oh my God. The next par three was the 11th hole. He did it again. Back-to-back hole in ones. Now, the odds of making two holes in one in a single round for anybody is 1 in 67 million. Back-to-back is ridiculous, and I witnessed it all. We got pictures. I got video. I literally had to take video of the next par three just in case he hit a third one.
Yeah.
He hit it right over the flag. We all were screaming like, you got to be kidding me, but it was not. So I got to witness history, which was kind of cool.
Just because you knew the number. Yes, and it's only 1 in 6,693,63 in time that anybody can do. Like, you knew that number. The only number I know like that is the one Dr. Scrain said when Tony asked him, how many futures did you see? 14,319,63. I know that. But you just, right off the dome, PJ, I mean, no chances of that. It happened twice.
The only reason I knew is because once he hit the second one, was when we started to look. We're afterwards having some beverages. We had to look up the odds, and we were trying to find the odds. And the only odds we could find was having two in one round, which is 1 in 67 million. There are no odds for going back-to-back. We can't find them. I've asked ESPN Stats. I've asked another stat friend of mine. They can't come up with a number. I've asked Siri. Siri's a bitch. Anyway, so, kind of interesting weekend. And the other thing that happened on the weekend is my guy got into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Mr. Drew Pearson.
I already know you was going to bring it up. And well-deserved, well-earned, and great timing, because this turned out to be, speech-wise, talent-wise, one of the better Hall of Fame classes. Like, this is
no
one
question
of the classes that you looked around. It's usually one person that we'll look around and say, I don't know.
Ray Lewis for the 35,000-minute speech, Ray Lewis, a couple years ago. Yeah.
I remember, like, what I'm saying is always somebody at the group you like, man, what's the name should be in before him? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
sure.
The guy, like, I remember when I first heard Curtis Martin was going to the Hall of Fame. I was like, what? I know I can think of five more backs.
Right.
Am I missing something?
Right.
at the end of the day, this class was like 100% around that you were like, yep. All of them very deserving. All the speeches I knew was going to be good.
Really
all
good.
All of them was funny.
And they did two days. They did 2020 and 2021. Edge's speech was, I mean, he was funny as hell.
Listen.
Funny as hell. Inmate 3266.
C. Wood got out there. No, he can't sing. All right.
Right. So, oh, I know.
Do you know the intestinal fortitude? You need to be able to get up there knowing you finna crack. Oh, if you're not gonna sound anything like Boys to Men.
Mama. Yeah. It was tough. Drew's speech was good, a little bit over the top, but he was so excited. And I knew that Peyton Manning would deliver, and Peyton was just ridiculous. Took shots at Brady, all of it.
Did Peyton Manning put in his first application for NFL commissioner that night? Did he?
Well, I would say so, because the back end of that speech was all about growing the game and now, doing it the right way. Absolutely.
And if anybody, if we pick any one person on earth to replace G'day, that would be one Peyton Manning.
I'm going to look up Roger Goodell's salary right now because this makes sense.
It's like $50 million, right?
Right.
$30 million, something like that.
He's got a net worth, Roger Goodell, of $175 million. Okay.
All on the backs of players.
I agree with you. I think he set the stage, although he'll have to come from the broadcast booth because he's going to do that. That's got to be a given.
But listen.
What about Robert Griffin III? Yeah. Robert Griffin III joining ESPN.
Congratulations. He has the accolades. Like, once you got certain accolades, you always be able to get a job in that certain field. Him a Heisman Trophy winner. Went number two pick, won Rookie of the Year. At the end of the day, the accolades there, no matter how much you might not like Bobby Three Sticks.
Right.
At the end of the day, the accolades are there. And, you know, being a quarterback, he knows how to handle himself in front of a
team. We should get him on the show. We should get him on. I've asked him a couple times.
Bob don't really mess with me like that.
Oh, really?
Well, you know, I was
what did you do to Bobby?
I went on ESPN when I was working on First Take, and me and Stephen A. And that's when Skip was there.
Uh huh.
And we talked about Robert Griffin. This is when he was really Robert Griffin III. And I said that season can't be replicated. He will never be able to replicate those plays. These are not routine plays. Mm-hmm. Now the one thing about a quarterback, once we got 1 year's worth of film on you. Now we know what to take away. The question is, can you grow? Question got answered. He could not. All right. So I turned out to be right. And of course, Bobby Three Sticks did not like the fact that I got on national TV and said, and basically Schmoostradamus predict the fall of one Bobby Three Sticks.
I wonder what would have happened if his leg wasn't wrapped around Haloti Ngata. I wonder how things would have turned out. That was the beginning of the end, right?
The beginning of the end was, I am going to not be a runner no more. I'm going to be a pocket passer. When I heard that phrase, he wasn't even hurt yet.
Right.
That's when I knew it was over. So you're going to not do the thing that got you here. All right? That's fine.
Yeah. That's fine. He wanted to survive. He realized he couldn't survive, and turns out he didn't. But you know what? He still wants to play. He can still play. We'll see
not at that level. Like, he's one of those guys.
No,
he has the football yips. He has this thing where he could never be who he was as a rookie. That was a tainted view of what football was. Because you got to realize that was the first time they seen that type of offense.
Yeah.
Once they seen it, they were going to slow it down anyway. Now, the question was Robert Griffin III going to evolve? The injury stopped him from evolving. And the mindset stopped him from evolving.
Speaking of Robert, what does Mike Shanahan have in his mouth right now? The shots of him at the Hall of Fame. I mean, is it just a white bridge now? What are those teeth? What the hell's going on?
Listen, I always get talked about with Shanahan's because I named him the Red Lobster. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I ain't throwing no more stones at him because I don't think I can go to Denver right now and eat at Shanahan's Steakhouse.
You probably couldn't.
I'm on the no let in list.
Yeah, you're there's a picture. Yeah,
the Red Lobster. Don't you know? The day he got fired, I met people at the by the radio stations at the Red Lobster and gave out free cheddar biscuits.
You did not.
I did.
You are mean. You're mean spirited.
No, I'm not.
That
I'm
was mean. You're a fan. Were you a fan of Red Lobster? You weren't a fan of Mike Shanahan.
Yes, I'm a fan of Red Lobster and I'm a fan of football. Okay. All right.
All right. So the football team will take on the New England Patriots in a preseason affair. So the current quarterback, Ryan Fitzpatrick, will get a little run, as will Taylor Heinicke. You've been out and seen some of the practices, right? So what have you seen?
I see. First of all, I see a 11-6 team, could be 12-5.
How much ganja are you smoking?
Huh? I ain't a tad bit for my cataracts. First of all, I'm telling you, I I'm witnessing a team that goes out there. First of all, they practice hard as hell. Second of all, at every position, it's competition. You got to realize, we are too deep at so many positions. Think about this. The defensive line of Settle and Ioannidis could start for Jacksonville right now. Right now.
Right.
They are second string. All right. Listen to, they are rotational pieces. These are starters. All right. Wide receivers. Terry McLaurin. Bona fide superstar in the ring. All right.
People forget the
fact that AGG didn't even play last year. Right. Kevin Harmon is still on this team. All right. We got two Sims. They're still on this team.
Sims.
We got Adam Humphries, who's still on this team.
Right now, starting.
We got a free agent wide receiver. We just gave what, $40 million to? Huh? Like somebody gonna get cut. That's a very talented player. So when you start to cut very talented players, that means you got better players in front of them. This team is loaded. All right, defensive back-wise, think about this. This could be a team where Moreland, all of us think very high of Moreland as a cornerback. Okay. Moreland probably finna be the fourth corner on this team. If he's your fourth corner, that tells you you're in great, great. Listen to me, Benjamin St. Juice is going to be a star in this league. He is, I said it now, he is Richard Sherman, a faster version of Richard Sherman. He's 6'3", 200. Now, this is where he got over Richard. He's quick in short spaces. Usually tall guys are not. He can play inside corner, outside corner, free safety, strong safety. This dude is a baller, all right? That allows them to move Kendall Fuller into the nickel, all right? Right. This, listen to me. Now, Landon Collins is out there playing because he got a case of not COVID, of Cameron Curl, 19, all right? That's what he had, Cameron Curl, 19. The worst thing a player can see is the person behind them go ball out.
Right.
Now, not just go ball out, because the only thing that makes you afraid in the league, if they can get a cheaper version of you.
Right.
Right. And Cameron Curl balling like that, Landon Collins came out there, what, 215, looking, listen, and making plays.
Right.
So this defensive backfield is going to be a lot better than people think. Jamin Davis is running around the place. I'm telling you now, top three defense, no less. And with a top three defense and a quarterback like Fitzpatrick that can get you a lead. See, this is what y'all, this is when y'all gonna see sack numbers explode. When they up 14. All right. When the team gets to play up 14 instead of the score being 14-14. All right. It's a difference. Because when they know the quarterback has to pass the ball to come back, now you're going to see them pass runner at a different level. Top three defense, 11-6, NFC champs, and potent, very potent playoff team.
All right, Si, it's time for you to cut that piece of tape right out and use it as a promo, and we're going to see if that rides out because Smoochstradamus has made an
We got to hold you to that. We got to hold you to that.
What do you think of, and I got into a little bit of a spat, and maybe it's the old guy in me, Chase Young and Montez Sweat, you know, verbally just come out and say, we're going after the sack record.
I love it.
Okay. Because I'm like, I'm of the opinion, man, just go play, get it, go get it. But you haven't done anything. You haven't done shit.
You know what? You what you call a tree turd. We ain't worried about the turd being in the tree. We got to think, first of all, how did it even get there? All right. You are a tree turd. All right. Let me tell you something. What? These guys set the bar. All right. And even if they come up short, they was chasing something. They're emotionally attached. That means they know their prowess. That means they know they can dominate. They expect to dominate. So they ain't even talking about, am I going to go out there and get sacks? No, we're going to go out there and break the sack record. That means we're going to go out there and change games. We're going to go out there and make plays. You know why? Because we're holding each other accountable. I meet you at the quarterback. So you, my friend, as the aged tree turds with cranberries and corn in it, enjoy your old ways of doing things, because it's a new world that tweets and does everything else that you need to become a part of before your geritol runs everybody out of the room.
But
Twitter means nothing when it comes to the action on the field. Tweets, social media means nothing. Let me tell you something, young buck. Okay, it don't mean shit unless you go out and do it. I'm all for them going after it, and I expect them to go after it. But when you start woofing before you've done anything, Chase Young, Defensive Rookie of the Year, great. Montez Sweat, baller, great.
Done so. Yeah.
But start, but do it. Don't talk to me in before you've played 1 ounce of a NFL game and say we're going after it. For me, I'm going to say that it is for me, but if they get rolling games in,
get a guy, a veteran of the media. You used to sticking mics in people's faces. You hate when players are bland, blah, and give you nothing. So when we do give you something juicy to ride on, here you go crying me a river.
I'm not crying about it.
Excuse me, Brandon. Timberlake. Hey, at the end of the day, you should understand this out of everybody. With lofty goals come high effort and high expectations. They have high expectations in their life. They're going to get to the passer because you can't double team Chase. You know why? Because Sweat on the other side. You can't double team Chase. You know why? Because John Allen inside. You can't double team because Payne right there, and they rotating our 90s. They rotating Settles. We can't double team them. All right? They gonna have to play honest ball, and they see their offense. They say, you know what, guys, we actually gonna have a lead in a couple of these games. Rushing the passer. So you, Mr. Ripple Stick Skin, enjoy what you would like to enjoy, the old way of doing things. But these new guys like to put it out there,
like the wolf. That's fine. We've had guys wolf before. I would love for them to do it. I would love for them to shatter the record. I'd love this town to turn upside down, like when Bobby Three Sticks had it turned upside down in 2012. That would be spectacular. This town ain't seen that crap for a long time. I want it. I just, it's like, okay, you're talking. Great. And you're incorrect in that when I hold a microphone up to somebody, I want them to be, you know, say stupid stuff.
I didn't say stupid.
Outlandish.
I don't think them saying we want the sack record is stupid.
Okay.
What's stupid about that? I don't think that's unintelligent. Now, let me ask you something.
Yes.
What if, and I'm sure I probably said it back then.
And
I'm like, hey, we want the interception record.
Yeah.
You'd have been like, yeah, that's Fred talking. Yeah, you wouldn't even thought nothing about it.
It's quite possible.
Because first of all, you'd have been like, it's possible.
Yeah. I think the sack record's possible, but like I said, all I did was mention it when somebody put it out there, and I said, you know, just prove it. And I got people coming after me like, they haven't done anything. Just prove it. I'm down with it. Prove it.
That's what they tell you. Like, most people looking at you like, you know what? He's the old guy.
I am an older guy. I've been around the barn enough times.
So what's wrong with Deion Sanders saying I'm gonna lead the league in picks? What's wrong with Antonio Brown, a talkative receiver, say I'm going to lead the league in receptions? All right? They're like, you put these things out there. I had to play against Chad Johnson, who used to put the name of every DB in his locker and scratch him off one by one. Really? Like, at the end of the day, I love when professional players are playing for some other than money. All right? And just when you got some guys, say we're playing, we're goal oriented. All right. He didn't say I'm playing for a next contract. He said I'm playing to break the record. First of all, it's unselfish because it's a wee record. He didn't say I want the Stray Hands record. Mm-hmm. So I need Brett to come out of retirement and lay on the ground. He said, I want to do it with my running mate. All right. I love it. And I think you are not seeing the extra layers of what's really going on here. They're setting the tempo. We will be the greatest pair. All right. And I know where this came from. They had the rankings. Edge rushing pairs. And of course, the Browns. All right. Gary Clowney was number one. And I know both of them looking like, both us better than Clowney. They don't want to say it. But
why not? Right? Why not?
Then you got Gary, because most players don't talk for themselves. That's why they need people like me. So they both saying we better than Clowney. How could they be ranked higher than us? Then they had TJ Watt. And I don't even know if they had a question mark who on the other side of just another dude. Highsmith, I think. Right? Mm-hmm. They had these guys, these pairs ahead of these guys. So this, I hear a day later, well, we're going to break the sack record. So I know where it stems from. See, you thought it just came out of thin air. When it came out of as a response to them being ranked lower than they thought they should have been ranked.
I haven't watched the first Hard Knocks with the Cowboys yet.
I don't like to watch icky things. I only watch scary movies in the daytime. So there won't be something that I watch. I'm not really a cowboy guy. I don't like to watch it, but plus, I know McCarthy is not entertaining, and everything he's doing on there is fake.
Yeah, he's not. He's not.
He's fake. I hear he's on there cussing a lot. That's because the cameras around.
The only gif I saw was of Jerry Jones pouring like a freaking bottle of salt on some food.
Because that would make Jerry so related. He gets off a yacht the size of Jackson, Mississippi, and then he puts salts all over his hot dogs and corn dogs and stuff. Yeah, so that's bad. You gotta like Jerry, and that's what makes. And you know what? If I watch it, that'll be one of the only reasons between Dak and Jerry.
You ever talked to Jerry?
Jerry. I was almost a Cowboy. A Cowboy. The Cowboys had the next pick or the pick after the next pick before I was taken.
Really?
So really, I was almost your enemy. Very quickly, Chick. I still would have been playing in the NFC East. I just would have been down there with Jerry.
Yeah, you mad? Could you imagine that?
I would have been his second Michael Irvin. He would have loved me to death.
You and Michael Irvin. Oof.
Hey, I love Mike, man. I was in Atlanta with Mike not too long ago.
Really? And you didn't call me for bail money?
No. We actually made it through the night. Nothing happened.
All right. Well, no, I can be convinced. I'll wait to see it. I want Jack Del Rio to invent stuff for these guys. I'd like for them to go and pillage the NFL. It'd be great and give the offense a fighting chance. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick, if he can stay on his feet, if he can be protected, you know, they can do some special things. Not special, efficient things. Efficient. So What's wrong?
I've said.
Yes.
It's Smooshadamus. Said 11-6.
As yes, you
the
have.
Old Oracle, what do you predict the final record will be?
Yeah, no more than 10 wins. No more than 10.
Come on, just give me something a little bit more than concrete than that. Give me a record. 17 games this year.
17 games. When did that change? What did I miss something? What happened? I'm kidding. 10-7. Yeah, 10-7.
Then win the division, right?
It should. In this division, it should. Unless Dak comes back and is out of control.
You're acting like your 10-7 is so different from my 11-6. It's literally one game.
It is one game. But you know the difference between 9, 10, and 11 when you're talking, you know, the record, right? You know that. I mean, back in the day with 16 games, 10-6. 10-6, that's really good. 11-5. They were balling. That's the way it felt, right? And then you were rolling into the playoffs. 10, you're like, There's a bunch of guys in our conference that have 10 wins.
But we coming 11. Off a team that just made the playoffs at 7-9, 8-8.
I know. Oh,
if they go up 3 wins to 10 or 11 wins, that means every year they've got better. That means next year it's 12 to 13 wins easily.
No, that doesn't mean that, but it is efficient. It's efficient.
No, it means that if 3/4 of your team is under the age 25, yes, right. It does mean that. I'm sorry, old hairless one. At the end of the day, if you have most of your team under 25, you're starting to re-sign Jonathan. You're starting to re-sign pieces. Logan getting an extension. Oh, he's keeping the core intact. Oh, no. This winning will not be your RG3 flash in the pan. You know how you ride down it. You at home sometimes, you drink coffee and you forget, I have to do this before I leave. And you get right in the beltway and get right in the traffic and the turtle head hits you. You knew you should have went to the bathroom before you left the house. See, that's what you're doing with this record. You forgetting to do what you need to do before you leave the house. So, yes.
If you just had a glass of Balance 7, you wouldn't have to worry about that.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, listen, everybody out there can feel my pain, right? Everybody's done that.
Everybody's done it. Yeah, I did
listen,
it.
I can't even. You know how you just can't even raise your head because your stomach is cramping.
You see no
way out of this. You know, when it really gets to the point where it's like, you know what?
So I can't even take this right. Amish can't even take this conversation right now. I will tell you, I've told you before, I did it in the car. I did it in my car. I did it right in my car.
Listen to me.
Right in my pants.
I want to give everybody a life hack. If you ever in what I call a turtle head situation, it's always about the nearest hotel lobby, because the bathrooms in the hotel lobbies usually are not packed ever, and they are very clean and accessible. Walk in there like you got a key in your pocket, all right?
Yeah.
Listen, I tell you where not to go. Gas station bathrooms, if it's not a Wawa.
No.
Right, they good.
Wawas are good. Wawa bath station. Okay.
They're good.
That's right? Good to know.
Royal Farms, pretty good bathrooms.
How many bathrooms have you been in?
Hey, no, and you can grab some chicken on the way out. Now, it ain't going to be cute when you at the desk with, like, tissue on your foot, because people don't know the transition you just made.
No, no. I went to an Exxon bathroom and came out pregnant. So, you can't go in there. You can't, no. I had more diseases out of that sucker. Not good.
Hey, listen, all I'm saying is, I'm here for you if you need life hacks. All the life hacks. I told people how to save money on Valentine's Day. You want flowers? Go to a funeral home. It's plenty leftover flowers in the funeral
home.
That's
horrific. That is That's horrible.
No,
I'm getting the hell out of here. This has turned so dark right now. My
so
God. Amish, what's up with you? Well, you're all quiet tonight. What's going on?
Oh, I'm chilling.
You're just chilling.
Yeah. I was in Denver last weekend, so that was a good time.
Oh, he was blind. Sponsored by the blind man.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, believe it or not, the Mile High City is actually quite smoky right now. All of the smoke from the wildfires in California have made its way to Denver, so the air quality is terrible, and there's no visibility. Like, because usually, you know, you're in Denver and you can see like the mountain outlines from the city. Yeah. You can't. It's like it was something.
That's why they say you cannot live in paradise. You look at the three paradises: Florida, Texas, California. All right.
Who says Florida's a paradise? The old folks.
Everybody, it's the oasis, water, vacation.
Okay.
It's what people think about is full enjoyment, the weather. Well, it come with hurricane. Like, these spots come with natural disasters.
You're concealing and carry there too. That's nice.
Hey, listen, that will run you out of these places. Like the floods in Texas, the Texas not being ready for any cold. California has the most. You're talking about forest fires, droughts, earthquakes. I'm talking about anything you can, mudslides, everything you can talk about happens in California, aka paradise.
Mm. Yeah. And I'll also throw in, it was about, so I was there for my cousin's wedding, and
What was that?
Yeah, oh, like you actually blacked out for a second, like Will Ferrell in Old School.
I have a lot of built up anger still about this.
Okay,
I was in Denver for my cousin's wedding, which was beautiful. The wedding was a Saturday night, and
did you guys take notes on the wedding?
Wow, we did actually. Yeah, we stole quite a few ideas. Okay. My flight back home was supposed to be 8:50 in the morning on Sunday. So I could go back to work on Monday. And so
what airline was this?
This is where this is partly my fault. Because it happens to be Spirit Airlines.
Oh, you got crushed.
So it's about 5:30 on Saturday night. It's cocktail hour at this point. It's beautiful ceremony. I'm a few drinks in at this point and get an email. It's less than 14 hours from my flight. And Spirit's like, hey, your flight's been canceled.
Oops.
Yeah. So
that's a downer.
I was a few drinks in and I was like, you know what? I'm here with all my family. Screw this. This sucks. I'm not even going to worry about it. I'm going to worry about it in the morning. So we ended up having to get a flight back on Monday. So we had an extra day in Colorado, but we both had to miss a day of work. It cost me probably an extra like $700 between the booking of the new flight last minute, another night in the hotel, food. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then Uber from our hotel to Denver Airport on Sunday morning would have been $45. Monday morning during rush hour, $110.
Ouch.
So my wallet took a hit. And I'm in a battle with Spirit to get my refund. So that was a blast.
Good luck with that.
Never fly Spirit. I didn't listen, and now I learned the hard way.
Well, there are.
And guess what? You should have called Smoosh the Dumbest and said, what life hack do you have for Spirit just boycotted?
Yeah.
What would you do right now? This is what Smoosh the Dumbest would have did. I would have went downstairs and rented a car because now I know the closer I can get to home, the easier it's going to be to fly, all right, and the cheaper. And I would have started driving that night.
I was already a few drinks in.
That night. I would have prepared to drive in the morning. I would have got out before 5 o'clock, before rush hour traffic, and I would have started heading east, all right? Yeah. And think about it. My rental car going to cost me at the months, $100? I only need it for a day or two. It might take us 2 days.
Rental car prices are really high right now. I don't know if you've heard about the rental car situation, but with COVID, a bunch of
most of their inventory.
Yeah.
So I understand it. But it's cheaper. The same amount that it took you to rent that room for the extra night and that Uber is what that car was going to cost two people that could drive. Y'all could have took turns driving. And now it becomes a romantic road trip. All right? Do you remember that time we drove from Colorado? So I know how to turn a frown upside down into a smile.
You could have got to Kansas. Could have flown out of Kansas or Oklahoma.
Or Chicago. Or anywhere.
That's a long drive.
Well, I like to drive. So it wasn't going to do nothing for me, the truck driver. I was fine.
I hate driving. So
he's in a fiance situation. You don't want to be in a car that long with a fiance, dude.
Well, that's a good chance to figure out, can y'all coexist at long distance of time. Like, you maybe would have seen something with that drive that you like, you don't know what? I'm glad I ain't did it yet. You know what I'm saying? So, two of these things. I call it a love drive. Like, if you really want to know, can you be with your spouse for a long time? Before you get married, you should take a very long road trip together. And because the one thing about a road trip, you guaranteed to run into problems.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
without a doubt.
Now you'll get to see, can y'all problem solve together under high scrutiny, intense situations.
Well, I did take a long drive with my first fiance, but we never found her body. All right, we got to go.
Oh, my God. Mons.
Yep. Well, you know what? It's, the statute of limitations is out.
You never had a first fiance. Your first fiance turned into your last fiance, so you fine, bro.
That's what they say. As long as the police believe that. All right. This has been interesting, to say the least. For Fred Smoot, the Amish one, Cy Fenwick, I am Chick Hernandez. This has been a long, drawn-out show about poop and life hacks. And
it's called turtle heads. If you ever need tires for your car, just rent a car and put the tires on your car.
I don't know how to say the sponsor's name after that comment, but this has been That's Your Opinion, brought to you by Bet Online.